A new program that finds jobs for low-income and at-risk youth in Bloomington Normal has already attracted 24 local employers as partners. The Project Oz program is funded by a grant from the Illinois Department of Human Services. It's aimed at 16 to 24-year-old adults who need a job or a second chance, sometimes both. Director Jay Shannon tells GLT's Ryan Denham about their latest employment partner, Bridgestone, in Normal, and how they get their clients ready for the job.
One thing that we realized is that soft skill development is really important in young adults. Investing time and making sure that they have those skills that employers are looking for. And to be completely honest, most of the time people assume that young adults have already developed those skills at some point. So we have four key components to what we try to work on. Conflict resolution, communication, presentation, and financial literacy. We feel that those are four key components to being a successful employee in any field. So every young adult that comes into our program is going to be trained in those areas. So we have a pre-employment phase where each young adult is going to be paired with a job coach. They'll meet with that job coach pretty regularly. They'll do multiple assessments, and we'll try to figure out what areas are they strong in and which areas do they have some deficits in. We'll highlight those strengths while we build up those deficits.
So how does it work? The nuts and bolts of it, how do you pair young people with employers?
And that's an area that we're always looking to improve and to add more people to. Our community employment and partners are different businesses in the community that we're going to be hiring people anyway, but they've agreed to work with some of our young adults to try to find them sustainable placement. So those employers actually interview the young adults as if they were any other candidates for the position. If they decide to hire them, though, there are some benefits for both the employer and the employee. One thing that we have for all of the clients in the program is that upon them gaining employment, they'll get support from that job coach for the entire first 9 months of employment. So they'll have regular meetings. They'll still be doing some skill development. And also, when you're a young employee, often many barriers are there when you're starting off in your career. So let's say that they run a little bit behind on one bill, or they're struggling with transportation, or there are tools that they need to successfully do the job. Our program is designed to help provide and bridge all of those gaps so that if they truly want to be employed, they have the support they need to be successful.
So speaking of employment partners, Bridgestone, which has a facility in North Normal, is kind of the latest one to join this program. How did Bridgestone get involved in this?
Absolutely. We're up to 24 employment partners right now in Bloomington Normal. And again, we're always looking for more. So recently, we had a meeting with Bridgestone Firestone maybe a month and a half ago when we explained the program. And Bridgestone Firestone is an excellent employer in our community. They offer a really good program for skilled laborers. And the reality is they need help with finding strong candidates, and we have strong candidates that we're trying to find. So it was a marriage made in heaven. It was a perfect fit for both of us.
I want to bring Trey Whitelow into the conversation. Trey, you're a 21-year-old Project Oz client, and you're part of this this youth employment program. First, I want to ask, how hard is it to find a job in this community as a young person?
It's real hard. It's very hard. Hmm. Real hard.
Why is that?
Well, I'm going to just say it's hard for me just off just being black. It's real hard just off being black. And then say you get in trouble. A lot of people like giving you second chances, so this is a good opportunity to show, like, I'm really a good U.S. citizen. Like, I'm not bad to the public eye. So I'm just here to work. I'm here to serve my community.
That's Jay Shannon, the program director for Project Oz's Community Youth Employment Program. He was joined in studio by 21-year-old Project Oz client Trey Whitelow. I'm Ryan Denham.
In a statement, Bridgestone says it's proud to partner with Project Oz and praise the nonprofit for its coaching and mentoring of those young professionals.